Queer.
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 Queer. It is Portugal's Z for 102.1.
Now, Shy gets physical on 4ZZZ Queer Radio.
It's 9:57 here on Queer Radio.
No, it's not.
47.
damn it, I almost had it. 9:47 here on Queer Radio.
Shy
it's
Lewis.
The pressure.
Shy Lewis. Goodbye.
Leave
it was a pressure Felicia. Because we're going live on Facebook
You're
today.
Fired.
G'day,
you're fired.
G'day, guys. How you going?
And this is on Facebook Live, so people need to be following you, don't they, to see this?
Yeah, but I think that a lot of our friends are very similar, so I'm sure...
No. We're just letting people know, like Marco Murillo in Maricaba, Venezuela.
Hola, this is papi. True.
Hey, who is listening on the live stream, which anyone can listen to anywhere in the world by going to 4zzz.org.au when he's at home.
Of course, yeah.
So, papito,
don't,
ciao. Just go to Shy Lewis and you can actually see what's going on.
Happening firsthand in the studio.
And thank you to your beautiful... Joshua, don't point that at me. Take that away. Wolfram is so much better looking than I am.
Oh, thanks.
And so much better dressed as well,
too. I'm feeling fresh.
Very good. Booty.
Yeah, we're talking...
Booty beautiful.
Appropriately, because there's a whole bunch of us men in here tonight, we thought that we'd talk about asses. Asses, booty. And what I wanted to do this particular fortnight as well, we always talk about things that cover just beginner stuff as well too. So I've been actually officially on the air with you guys today, I think, for 3 years.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah, totally.
Really?
So I thought after 3 years, best I do a little bit of like some advancement with some of these exercises.
Sort of do what you actually do.
Yeah, like advanced exercises as I go.
Just coming in here and play acting.
So just to let you guys know first, like all these exercises aren't necessarily for everyone, but if you can do a step up, one of the exercises that we do in the list, then you could give these ones a go too. But if you can't, make sure you get advice from a gym instructor first.
Now, if anyone wants to follow this on at home, go to our Facebook or our Twitter feed and you will be able to get the link up and you'll be able to see exactly what we're seeing here, which is a person doing step-ups, but they're pushing at nothing. What is that man doing, Shy?
He's basically counterbalancing against his own weight.
So he's just putting his hands out like this.
Yeah, that's right. And
stop in the name of love.
We had to get it up. All right, and that one is a basic step-up. So
how many of those do you do?
Well, you can do them as many as you want to. I'm hoping that everyone can go for at least 2 sets of 12 with these ones. Going for 3 sets of 12 would be great. When you can do them proficiently, that's when you can up the weights and add some dumbbells and all sorts.
Are you going
to
add dumbbells?
Yeah. So
you can add weight?
So you can have a Malcolm Roberts in one hand and a Corey Bernardi in the other.
No, well, that's not the general idea, no. No, this is why we're still at beginner level. Just saying. That's just saying.
Okay. So,
that exercise really, really does get into your glutes because you have to stay. I'm trying to use some nice words too.
I just imagine you can get right into your glutes.
I'm trying to do this without blushing.
I'm surprised we haven't just tackled the entendre head on.
We're about to get to that first hand, I think. No, not yet. Not just yet. All right.
Okay.
So, soon. So the next one we've got a barbell hip thrust. This is my new exercise for my ass. This is the creme de la creme of the exercise at the moment.
This looks
it's my favorite.
This looks impossible.
No, not at all. So all you do is
I can do the starting position, which is sitting down.
Yeah, you're sitting down. You're going to have your shoulders resting on a bench behind you, and you're going to have a long bar with weights either side over your hips.
I'm going to try it now.
You're going to make sure that bar is definitely padded because you're going to have a bit of weight on those hips.
No kidding.
Yeah, you don't want that much force on your crotch.
and then you're going to thrust up. So I'll demonstrate for you guys right here. Ready? Like I'll try.
All right. Josh, right. Get this. Here he is. Now, this is Shy on the floor.
Hang on, I'll hold this in place for you.
Can you hold it? Yeah.
Sam's going to hold that chair for you.
There he goes. Great, to get on the floor.
Yeah. Like that. What the? What the?
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Oh, that's not that hard. With weight, definitely I can see that being a challenge.
So, and that because you're going all the way up with that flexion in your glutes, it gets really deep and you'll have really, really sore butt for the next couple of days after that.
Mm.
Your face is like, what the?
That's how the Go-Go Boys do it, Claire.
And you're supposed to do that with a barbell with plates on either end.
Yeah, and obviously start to your own way. Like start with the bar if you want to, of course. Yeah. But you'll be surprised what your legs and your butt can do because it's the biggest muscle in the body. So
you can also use
not in my body.
What is Josh? You're not on mic. Haven't you educated your husband?
It's okay. That was my cue to say. You can also put a plate on you instead of a barbell.
Oh, yes, of course.
I actually really do want the barbell, not the plate. So last exercise, the last one.
All right. There's so we've, hang on. Let's recap. We've stepped up on a box and done Stop in the Name of Love.
Beautiful.
And, step ups, and then we've done deeply sexual
barbell
hip thrusts, which I can't believe it's possible.
Can't believe it's not buttery.
And speaking of, oh my giddy aunt.
Right now,
what
this
hell?
One, it's falling
what
off. The? It's falling off the cliff and lifting yourself back up again.
Yeah.
Right now, this one here, the 45 degree turnout back extension. Now, I usually don't like doing the back extension machine, but if you turn your feet at 45 degrees while you're doing it, it's like a ballet dancer. Your ass literally clenches as you make that movement. So you'll have to talk while I show you guys. I'll show you what I mean by turnout and what the butt does.
Okay, so this is the 45 degree turnout back extension. You use a back extension.
Okay.
Pants
are gone.
Shai's just
that's
dropped
not
his
turned
pants.
Out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. It like tenses all the thigh muscles too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, get the camera away.
Yeah.
Well, put your shorts back up. Jeez.
And all that cellulite, does that come with it?
There is no cellulite there. Thank you very much.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It depends on the machine.
Let's move on. Yeah.
Whose cellulite depends on the machine.
So that's my three ass exercises for the fortnight for you guys to try.
So the turnout back extension, this literally just looks almost impossible.
It's not.
It would do so much for your core as well. Jeez.
My head's going, this is core work.
Yeah. Well, you know what,
it really looks like core work.
Even though that's on the back extension machine, you can actually still do this on the ground as well too.
Can I do this while cleaning?
Well, if you like, absolutely, yeah.
So
I would like to see you with your ass clenched while you're cleaning. That'd be lovely, yeah.
Wolfram's an expert in ass clenching.
It's how I do the dusting.
He can do two sides at once.
He swiffers.
So these three, everything's done in sets of 12?
Yeah, well,
10 to 12?
When you do the body weight stuff, sure, do three sets of 12, whatever you're more comfortable doing, but the more strength and the more control that you have, I'd be upping the weights as you go and try and get a little bit heavier, get to at least.
But as you always say, and I have an old PT in my head racking away, don't keep upping the weights unless
your technique is
perfect.
The magic cure.
Yeah.
The magic cure.
You do listen sometimes. Amazing.
That's true.